It's Thursday, October the 12th. This is KFM News. I'm Andrew White. First, drivers heading out this morning in North Bay could run into a hiccup, especially dropping off at Woodfield Secondary School. The city says the O'Brien eastbound ramp turning right onto Airport will be closed this morning. The closure will last until 4 p.m. A Sudbury woman allegedly looking for a five-finger discount is now being sought by police. The alleged thief walked into a business on Long Lake Road in Greater Sudbury and walked out with unpaid-for merchandise. Angel Tremblay is 26 years old. She stands 5'1" tall and weighs 100 pounds. She has brown auburn hair and brown eyes. Anyone who knows where Angel Tremblay is asked to contact police. Sault Ste. Marie Fire Services were called to a salon on Trunk Road this week after a female driver managed to somehow lodge her vehicle through the front doors of the business. It is unclear how the accident took place or if charges will be laid, but thankfully no one was injured. Timmins City Council is looking into collecting information on traffic safety. A pilot project will now be looked into regarding automated traffic enforcement or an offshoot of photo radar. Council agreed this week to hand the file over to Timmins Police for study and recommendations. Sudbury OPP have pulled a speeder off the road. Constable Andre Tashery spoke to KFM and says it all began when the male was spotted driving his brand new car on Highway 69. And according to the radar, he was zipping along at a cool
180 kilometers per hour in a posted 100 kilometer hour zone. A 30-year-old male from Sudbury was charged.
The man has had his vehicle impounded and his license suspended. A Syrian woman has been reunited with her family after 4 years of being separated. The reunification happened in North Bay this week under a sponsorship from St. Bryce's Anglican Church. It is the latest Syrian refugee family to come to North Bay. The family originally fled Syria to Jordan in 2011. Kids in Sudbury, Espanola, and on the island this week are encouraged to bring extra hat and mitts to school. The winter clothing drive is in full swing, and all gently used collected garb will be redistributed within schools and communities served by the board. Crime Stoppers, in partnership with the Sault Ste. Marie Police, is seeking the public's assistance in locating the whereabouts of a man wanted for breach and theft. It is Stephen Mark Maxwell. The 26-year-old is wanted by police. His photo can be seen by going to kfmradio.ca. Renovations to the historic transit station in Timmins were approved by City Council this week. The building on Spruce Street South will have separate repair projects done, carried out by two different companies. The total cost will be just over $214,000. Breast cancer patients in Greater Sudbury may have an opportunity to make a difference internationally. The Northeast Cancer Center Clinical Trials Department is looking to enroll patients in what they call an international healthy lifestyle study. Dr. Lacey Petrie is the lead on the study. She spoke to KFM and says it's all about healthy choices.
And really what our hope is that we can prove that intervention, so lifestyle intervention, can actually reduce the risk of breast cancer from coming back in patients who are already diagnosed with it.
For more information or to participate in the study, residents can contact the Northeast Cancer Center. Drivers in North Bay could soon run into a few more headaches when it comes to Lakeshore Drive. Rehabilitation starts up this week, and it will happen from Mulligan Street to Marshall Avenue. The work is expected to last roughly a week and encapsulate both intersections. Crime Stoppers in Timmins is looking for the public's help in identifying the persons responsible for a recent break-in. Constable Mark DePonte says it all began when two suspects broke into a building located on the 100 block of Spruce Street North.
The unknown suspects forced entry into the building by breaking the southwest window. They proceeded to steal approximately $10,000 worth of hand tools and power tools.
Photos and descriptors of the suspects can be seen by going to kfmradio.ca.